Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Goldar, and now it's time for our much grander pop quiz. 57 questions on 57 topics covering 19 blot in Maseches Megillah, going from Daf Beis all the way to Daf Chaf. Just a reminder, it's more important to answer the questions correctly than to answer within the time that I prescribe. So if you need more time, just press the pause button. Here we go. Question number one. Which daf did we learn from Yonas and open his Shion Megillah with a pasuk that referred to the downfall of Bavel, including the death of Vashti? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number two. Which daf did we learn the source that Amud HaShachar is considered day? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number three. Which daf did we learn that Haman was humiliated when he took Mordechai around and Mordechai kicked him as he stepped on him to get on the horse? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number four. Which daf did we learn that Memuchan is Haman and we learned how he jumped to give advice? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number five. Which daf did we learn that one is not permitted to read the Megillah out of order? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number six. Which daf did we learn that Chizkiah had a suffix if Tiberia is considered a walled city since one side was bordered by water? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number seven. Which daf did we learn that if someone says Yagati Umasasi Tamein? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number eight. Which daf did we learn that only a Mitzvah Muchlad does Priya Ufrima? He grows his hair long and rends his garments. That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number nine. Which daf did we learn how we know that walled cities read the Megillah and celebrate on the 15th of Adar? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number ten. Which daf are psukim brought to show that Megillah Esther was written with Ruach HaKodesh? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 11. Which daf does the Gemara discuss the Sneas of Rachel and the episode with the Simanim? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 12. Which daf do we have a Malchokas when unwalled towns read the Megillah when the 15th of Adar falls on Shabbos? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 13. Which daf does Shmuel bring a pasuk to teach that Kadosh Baruch Hu appointed various leaders to save us when we were in each galus? That's on Daf Yidav. Good. Number 14. Which daf do we identify different fortress cities and clarify why they were given certain names, such as Kinneres, Rakas, and Tiberia? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 15. Which daf do we learn that a foreigner can listen to the Megillah in Hebrew even if he does not understand the language? That's on Daf Yudches. Good. Number 16. Which daf do we learn that any city that is close to a walled city or that can be seen from the walled city has Kriyas Megillah on the 15th of Adar? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 17. Which daf do we learn Hasak was Daniel and two reasons are given as to why he was called Hasak? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 18. Which daf do we discuss a Ben Ir who stays over at a Krach or a Ben Krach who stays over in an Ir in terms of which day they read the Megillah? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 19. Which daf do we learn that Yosef's crying as he fell on Binyamin's neck is an allusion to the two temples that we built in Binyamin's portion that were destined to be destroyed? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number 20. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yitzhak heard that offerings were brought in Beis Chonyo in Alexandria? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 21. Which daf do we learn the reasons for the order of the barachas in the Shemona Esrei? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 22. Which daf do we learn that one is not permitted to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu anymore after he has completed the Shemona Esrei? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 23. Which daf do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu sends the refuah before the Makkah? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 24. Which daf do we learn the Megillah is read twice on Purim, once at night and once during the day? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 25. Which daf do we learn that the removal of the tabas, the signet ring, was more powerful than the impact of all the Nevi'im and Nevi'os? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 26. Which daf do we learn that a Zav who sees three Re'ios is also Chayv a carbon, which is a pair of birds? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 27. Which daf do we have the incident of Talmai HaMelech having the Zakenim separate to translate the Torah into Greek? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number 28. Which stuff you learned that the Yeshiva Rebbe learned a Kal Vachomer from the fact that we're Mavatal the Avodah for Kriyas Megillah, that Kal Vachomer were Mavatal Talmud Torah for Kriyas Megillah. That's on Daf Yemo, good number 29. Which stuff you learned that there are certain days that we push off until Sunday if they fall on Shabbos, such as Tisha B'Av and Hakel. That's on Daf. Hey, good number 30. Which stuff you learned that there's a Masorah that wherever Vayhi Bimei is mentioned in Tanakh, it always connotes that there's going to be Tzar. That's on Daf. Yud. Good number 31. Which Daf do we learn two different sources that the Megillah is read on different days in addition to the 14th and 15th of Adar? That's on Daf. Beis. Good number 32. Which Daf do we learn the... Good number 32. Which Daf do we learn the Nevim reestablished where to place the letters of a Menatzpach? That's on Daf. Beis. Good number 33. Which daf do we learn that according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the reason the Jewish people deserved extermination was because they bowed to the image of Avodah Zorah in the time of Nebuchadnezzar? That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good number 34. Which daf do we learn Chai V'inish Ubasume Bepuria and also about the incident with Rabbah and Rabbi Zerah? That's on Daf. Zion. Good number 35. Which daf do we learn the two nighttime mitzvahs are Ketziras HaOmer and Mikra Megillah? That's on Daf. Chav. Good number 36. Which daf do we learn the women are also chayv in Kriyas HaMegillah? That's on Daf. Dala. Good number 37. Which daf were multiple reasons given as to why Esther invited Haman to the Suda with Achashverosh? That's on Daf. Tezvav. Good number 38. Which daf do we learn the only difference between a kohen mashuach b'shemen mishcha and a meruba bagadim is parabah kol mitzvahs? That's on Daf. Test. Good number 39. Which daf do we learn that the Jews did not accept Purim as a yantav? That's on Daf. Hey, good number 40. Which daf do we learn that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Av Va'Em based on the fact that Yaakov Avinu was not punished for the 14 years he was in the yeshiva of Aver? That's on Daf. Yud Zayin. Good number 41. Which daf do we learn that Esther sent a message to the Chachamim Kisbuni Ladoros and they initially resisted? That's on Daf. Zayin. Good number 42. Which daf do we learn that Shlomo Melech was not counted with the three emperors that ruled the world because he also ruled over the upper world? That's on Daf. Yud Olav. Good number 43. Which daf do we have various sources given for mitzvahs that must be performed during the day, such as Mikra Megillah and Bris Milah? That's on Daf. Chav. Good number 44. Which daf do we learn that the 10 names of Haman's sons and the word Aserah should be said in one breath, and the elongated Vav in Vayezasa refers to the long pole that they were hung on? That's on Daf. Tezayin. Good number 45. Which daf do we learn about Germania of Edom and of all the Roman chieftains? That's on Daf. Vav. Good number 46. Which daf do we learn why Mordechai is called an Ish Yehudi and an Ish Yemini? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good number 47. Which daf do we learn why Yoshia HaMelech went to Huldah HaNaviah instead of Yirmiyahu? That's on Daf. Yud Dal. Good number 48. Which daf do we learn the difference between Nadarim and Nadavos in terms of Achrais? And the source for the distinction is from the word Alav. That's on Daf. Ches. Good number 49. Which daf do we have a four-way machlokas regarding how much of the Megillah must be read? That's on Daf. Yud Tes. Good number 50. Which daf are three reasons given as to why Hallel is not recited on Purim? That's on Daf. Yud Dal. Good number 51. Which daf do we have the Shechina departed from Esther when she entered the base at Slamim and then she called out Kaili Kaili Lama Azavtani? That's on Daf. Tezbav, good number 52. Which daf are reasons given as to why Vashti did not want to appear at the Suda of Achashverosh? That's on Daf. Yud Beis, good number 53. Which daf do when the ground shook when Yonas and Ben Uziel composed the Targum for Nevi'im? That's on Daf. Gimel, good number 54. Which daf do when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu by the Luchos what the Chachamim would innovate in the future, referring to Mikra Megillah? That's on Daf. Yud Tes. Good number 55. Which stuff does Gemara clarify the miscalculations that Belshazzar and Achashverosh made when trying to determine the end of the 7 years of Galus? That's on Daf Yudav. Good number 56. Which stuff, even if one came in the middle of the Megillah reading, it would not be Yotzi. He has to start the Megillah reading from the beginning. That's on Daf Yudches. Good. And number 57. Which stuff do you learn the source that the Torah can be written into Greek? That's on Daf Tes. Excellent. Right, that concludes this much grander pop quiz. There's a lot of material here, so I highly recommend doing this quiz soon again and in subsequent weeks to increase your fluency with the Simanim. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.